The Lord be with you.
With
your A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Some people told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with the blood of their sacrifices. Jesus said to them in reply, "Do you think that because these Galileans suffered in this way, they were greater sinners than all other Galileans? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did." Or those 18 people who were killed when the Tower of Siloam fell on them, do you think they were more guilty than everyone else who lived in Jerusalem? By no means. But I tell you, if you do not repent, you will all perish as they did. And he told them this parable. There once was a person who had a fig tree planted in his orchard, and when he came in search of fruit on it, he found none. He said to the gardener, "For 3 years now I have come in search of fruit on this fig tree, but I found none. So cut it down. Why should it exhaust the soil?" He said to him in reply, "Sir, leave it for this year also, and I shall cultivate and the ground around it and fertilize it. It may bear fruit in the future. If not, you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord.
Thou shalt not call the name of the Lord your God in vain. That's the second commandment, right? You shall not call the name of the Lord your God in vain. The name of the Lord your God. That name is revealed to Moses today. I am. I am has sent you. I am who am. Yahweh. I am who is. I am who am your God. So I will base my homily on this encounter between Moses and God at the burning bush from the book of Exodus. And I will want to refer you to the Catechism of the Catholic Church. So a little bit of catechism here today for us. I will want you to go and look at the Catechism of the Catholic Church from Numbers 203 to 208. Catechism of the Church 203 to 208. It gives us a very good and clear explanation on the meaning of the name God has given to us. From our creed, I believe. We live in a world today where God's name seems not to be taken very seriously. We live in a world where believers are beginning to witness this subtle silencing of the use of God's name. We live in a world where there is misperception of the use of God's name. We live in a world where the use of religion is wrongly applied. So, the context of religion is now mostly presented in a derogatory form. So society is quick to throw out sacrilegious materials at us. And the danger, which is the final reason why I'm gonna focus on this, is that some of us who are Catholics and Christians are unable to see any problem with the abuse of the use of God's name in vain. We don't see any reason. So it's common. It's common. People just use God's name. And we lack the courage these days to speak up regarding the proper use of the name of God. So my question for each and every one of us here today is, what is God's name for you? What is God's name? The hard truth is that God is not subject to scientific or technological proofs. God is not just one of those gods. No. He's not just a superhuman being. No. He makes his name known to Moses, and that is his identity. This is what you shall tell the Israelites. I am has sent you. I am has sent me to you. This is my name forever. Listen to that. This is my name forever. Thus am I to be remembered through all generations. Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. We know that a name expresses a person's essence or identity and the meaning of a person's life. Through Moses, humanity also discovers his own insignificance. And this is what the Catechism teaches us. So before the burning bush, as we hear today, Moses takes off his sandals and veils his face in the presence of God's holiness. We remember that the prophet Isaiah in the Old Testament cried out before God and said, "Woe is me, I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips," declaring his unworthiness before God. And at the sight of Jesus, when Peter had his encounter by the sea of Bethsaida, Peter shouted, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord." That's what Peter shouted. If we go back to the Old Testament times, the name of God was so holy that the average person wasn't allowed to say it at all. And the high priest only said God's name in the Holy of Holies. The Holy of Holies was the holiest place in the temple where the Ten Commandments were kept. So if we compare that with what is happening today, we know exactly how much we have dropped the ball. People take the name of God in vain and use it as curse words. Curse words, so simple. Even for us, some of us, sometimes we don't even know when we throw it out, right? We use God's name to curse. This is against the second commandment. You shall not invoke the name of the Lord your God in vain. For the Lord will not leave unpunished anyone who invokes his name in vain. Exodus chapter 20, in verse 7. So I'm telling you, I'm reminding you as your priest this afternoon, that it is a sin to take the Lord's name in vain. If you are in the habit of doing this, I will encourage you to change your attitude, and I want to let you know that it is a serious reason to go for confessions. Hello? If we take this to the New Testament, Scripture says, "All who call on the name of the Lord will be saved." The name of Jesus Christ is the most holy and sacred name of all names. And we read in the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 2, says, "At the mention of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow in heaven, on earth, under the earth, and every tongue must confess that Jesus is Lord to the glory of God the Father." Isn't this beautiful? That's the name that we adore. That's the name that we hold and we should hold so dearly. Jesus said to the disciples when he was teaching them, He said, if you have seen me, you have seen the Father. And that is the face of Jesus. I'm sure you must have heard about the Shroud of Turin, which is believed to be the burial cloth of Jesus, where he revealed his face. And that face is the face of God, the face of God's mercy, God's love, and God's judgment. So it is time that we also begin to live as saints, to be bold and courageous. So let us decide today to defend what we hold so precious, the holy name of God. We don't have to be lecturing people or lecturing those around us who take his name in vain. But if you hear someone use the Lord's name as blasphemy, you can gently say to the person, Jesus Christ is our Lord and Judge. Blessed be the name of the Lord. When I was growing up, and unconsciously I still do it, if you watch me, each time we were taught that whenever we hear the name of Jesus, we take a bow, right? We take a bow. And unconsciously it becomes a part of you. And that is a great name. So, Jesus is God, and he's given the name above all names, and we should adore him. Again, if I may ask you today, what does God's name mean for you? I want you to reflect on that. What emotions does it evoke when you hear God's name? What happens inside you when you hear a person messing with God's name? As Christians and as Catholics, we should be concerned when God's name is used sacrilegiously. And as parents, I want to charge you to teach your children from the cradle to respect the name of God. We are all respectful when we address the president, when we address the governor, when we address the pope, when we address the bishops, when we address our bosses. Even when we address ourselves, we try to be respectful. We don't just throw our names carelessly and use them to make fun. If someone uses your name to curse, you'll be unhappy. Correct? If I use your name to curse, I see somebody, I say, hey, Vin. And then I move again, I say, Vin. If I hear you calling my name and throwing it around carelessly, I won't be happy. But if we respect human beings and authority figures, what more God, who is our creator and our redeemer? God is bigger than the world and bigger than any religion. So it is our duty to teach our children to take the name of the Lord as holy, as respectful and reverent. St. Thomas Aquinas called God the subsistent act of to be itself. In Latin, he described him as ipsum esse subsistens, the subsistent act of to be itself. And that is why the sciences cannot prove God, because he's not within the confines of scientific experimentation. God is not a thing. God is not a phenomenon to be investigated. I was listening to a video description by Bishop Barron, and he described God as the ocean from which the world in its entirety comes forth, the reason for which the world exists. God's existence does not depend on whether we believe it or not. God exists irrespective of what we think, because he is I am. Who am. In the gospel, Christ uses two incidents to call the people to repentance. He reminds them that the Galileans killed by Pilate and the 18 people killed by the Tower of Siloam are not worse sinners than those who live. Christ issues a strong invitation using the parable of the barren fig tree. Just like the barren fig tree, God gives each of us opportunity to repent. First, know that God is always there for you. your divine mercy, the unchangeable God who hears the cry of the oppressed. So whether you are physically, emotionally troubled or spiritually oppressed by sin, always know that God is there for you. So call on his name reverently and believe that he answers you. Second, like Moses, take off your sandals and adore his holy name. Your sandal is the symbol of unworthiness. Drop your sandal, go to confession, and reclaim your relationship with God. That is what Lent offers us. Finally, remember this. God is not a being who suddenly popped up. That is not who God is. He's the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. And the Acts of Apostles reminds us that for in him we live and move and have our being. My dear brothers and sisters, we live in quite difficult times right now, but we have so many opportunities to become great saints. The hallows are on the lowest branches, there for the picking. Defend the Lord, and he will defend you, and he will bless you. I'm sure most of us know this song by Matt Redman called 10,000 Reasons, right? It opens this way. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O my soul, worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, worship his holy name. You shall not call the Lord your God in vain. God bless you.